Well, welcome back to the Couch Critics and welcome back to Samuel. We're both here to have a bit of a chat about football and actually have a bit of a chat about the national second tier. Before we get into it, we must ask, Samuel, how are you going?
Yeah, doing all right, Brad. Got a couple of weeks off at the moment, so feeling a lot more chill.
You
When
go
my
to
son's,
Sydney?
I didn't go to Sydney Derby. I was just about to
Oh,
say,
yeah.
when my son isn't spewing just before I'm supposed to leave for the game, I would have been there. But dad duties, you got to do what you got to do. Watch it at
Yeah.
home, and yeah, it
And
would have been.
I was channeling my inner your son at full time. So anyway.
Yeah, that's right. But Bradley, I hear you scored a goal this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, absolute tap in. I'm a bit of a Jamie McLaren merchant, and I love scoring tap ins. I think they're the best kind of goals because you've got to be there for it. And against your former club, it only takes 6 years. If only the referee did his job, I would have had to. But let's talk about that. Let's talk about what the people want to hear. They want to hear about the national second tier. And I think it's just I think we're going to run you through the facts. We're going to tell you what we know so far. And then at the end of it, we're going to just give our opinion as we do on the Couch Critics because we love having armchair couch opinions
Yeah, that's
or
right.
lounge. I think it's actually a lounge in Australia, but for the alliteration, we need Couch Critics. Now, what we know, we can tell you which teams have been confirmed for the national second tier so far. So that was announced last year. There's eight teams, all from two states. So much for national. Do we want to keep that little banner up the entire time there? Or
Let's
yeah,
do
why
that.
not? Yeah. So we have Wollongong Wolves, the only team that's confirmed from outside Sydney and Melbourne. From Melbourne, we have Avondale, South Melbourne, and Preston Lions, of course, the jersey I'm wearing. And from Sydney, we have Leipia Leica, we have Sydney United 58, we have Marconi Stallions, and we have Sydney Olympics. So that's your eight foundation teams. But it didn't take long for Football Australia to come out. They actually came out at the start of the year and said they're going to go through a process to try and add another two to four teams. And so that process is going on right now. I think the deadline to apply for that came out Friday, just gone. So what's that? That's Friday, April 12th. And so what's going on right now is Football Australia is looking at those options. I don't think we'll get much news because when Football Australia said they'll be going through this process, it said it was going to be confidential. So it's actually up to the clubs if they're going to say anything. And a few clubs have said something. So I think we'll probably get to that later on. In fact, I've already done a video on it. Go check out our last video. I talk about Melbourne Knights and their thoughts, and they're not particularly happy with the setup. So I don't think I actually will talk too much about it because we've done that in a previous video. We can touch on that, but we can touch on some of the clubs that are keen to join that we know of. There could be more, but I think we're pretty sure these are the ones we know of. There's Caroline Springs, George Cross in Melbourne, and there's Heidelberg United also in Melbourne. So that was actually reported in the Herald Sun the other day. Those two teams want to be a part of it. Both of those teams have played in the old National Soccer League at one stage or another. I think Heidelberg I don't think they won a league title, but I think they might have been a runner-up 1 year. From Sydney, I think it's Rochdale Illawarra. I think that's the rumor going around that they're applying for it. Brisbane United, they're kind of a merge between a few clubs. They wanted to, they've pulled out. Brisbane Strikers are still in it. I think Gold Coast United, Sunshine Coast Fire and South Hobart, which would be more of a Team Tasmania kind of bid. So those are the ones we think. Those are the strong rumours that they're in contention. I don't think there's any more. Melbourne Knights, I think, wanted to be. They're not. Basically, they don't have the money for it, in my honest opinion. They're not saying that, but they don't really have the money to be a part of it. I think before we move on and talk about some other stuff, do we want to talk about the geographical spread of those teams hoping to join? Because of the eight that are already in, it's New South Wales and Victoria. But the ones wanting to join it, there's not much diversity. There is New South Wales, Victoria again. There's a few Queensland teams and there's one Tasmanian team, which I think probably doesn't stand a chance of getting up just based on money. Sammy, what are your thoughts on the geographical spread of these teams wanting to join?
Look, I think there's two sides to this. Obviously, it's a national second tier, and so it's kind of the joke. It's not very national if it's just the two states involved. So I I think on that front, it would be really good to see South Hobart and one Queensland team. You know, if there's only going to be two teams added in, they would be fantastic additions just for that kind of spread across Australia. And I think that is important to get people involved and on board. If it's just Melbourne and New South Wales, very quickly it could just lose interest from the rest of the nation. Even if it goes well, there might be that fear of it never kind of going towards a full national competition. So I think that's good. But on the other hand, it's the money thing, right? Like, we don't want clubs in it just because they're from other states. And I think most clubs have been pretty upfront about that. Like, Western Australian clubs just kind of said, look, it's in the model they want, it's not going to be viable for a second division team to be flying home and away at this current time. You know, maybe in the future when the league's well established and it's got some good sponsors behind it, maybe. But I think that's quite an important thing to realise, is it is going to cost a lot if it's going to be home and away season for clubs. They need to get to games. You can't not be showing up to games in a professional competition. So I think they're the two sides of that, Bradley. I think you think similarly about the geographical spread.
Yeah, I think we spoke about it just before we started recording. In my view, I think for a long time I did just want more representation. I want it to be a national competition in one sense or the other. But the more I think about it, particularly in the light of Melbourne Knights, who basically, there was an interview on SEN down in Melbourne the other day with their president, and basically, you know, they were keen on the NST. Football Australia came out with a format and said, this is how it's going to be. And they were like, what? Can't we have a say in this? Like, can't we change a few things? And I think Football Australia is saying, this is how much it's going to cost. You need to have this money if you want to be a part of it. And if you don't have this money, you can't be a part of it. I think Football Australia want a solid professional competition that will be sustainable. They don't want teams coming in half-assed. They want them in all the way. And I think we shouldn't be letting teams in based on nostalgia or history or what they've done in the past. We need clubs that are financially secure. And if that means the first 10 to 12 teams are all New South Wales from Victoria, that's the reality of it. Hopefully those other clubs from outside the other states can be like, oh, damn, we missed out on that. But now we know, hopefully it's a success, and this is what we have to do to be a part of it. We need to sort out some money. But it does,
just that if you know, talking about clubs, we can't just put them in based on tradition, but some of these are big clubs, and it's quite surprising that with the following they have, they don't have the money. You know, I think that is quite indicative of where they are, and you know, part of that is because of the history of the league. But you know, an Adelaide City or a Melbourne Knights, like, you know, they boast quite big supporter bases. And so it's just quite interesting that, you know, those supporters aren't backing the club to get where they want to be in the national second division.
It may not also be the case that they don't have the money. They may not want to spend the money that is required. Seems like we've got eight clubs that are keen or have that money, but I think what Football Australia want is a full-time professional competition. They don't want people on, well, they want full-time players. They don't want people on half pay working in other jobs. I think these clubs, they have to get the money. If they don't have the money, so be it. There are some rumours going around that it seems like, hopefully, like, these are just rumours. We're not insiders at the Football Australia. We wish we were. But rumours are, you know, it seems like there is a TV deal or a broadcast deal. There is sponsorship there. And that will come in due course. I think Football Australia have been very clear that it's all going to be confidential. So I guess all we know is what's been leaked to us on social media and through the press. Some other interesting things to come out of that SEN video. And if you have the time, I don't know if I would recommend listening to it. If you have the time, yeah, give it a listen. I think there's throughout a lot of the interviews. So they interviewed Melbourne Knights president the other day. There's a lot of negativity particularly towards the A-League. I don't know if it's that NSL stubbornness pride that we're better than the A-League. A few comments about, you know, if the A-League folded, no one would really notice. And I'm like, well, the NSL folded and no one really noticed. But, like, yeah, so cutting through all that bull crap that they kind of went on about. Sorry, my screen went a bit darker, but I just want to get my notes up. Yeah, so the Melbourne Knights president, I said what I said before, they were a bit shocked when the FA dropped the format of the comp because there was no scope to discuss changing the criteria. Interestingly enough, he wanted the comp to be played in summer. He reckons going up against the NRL and obviously the AFL in Melbourne, that draws a lot away a lot of the fans. He's also not confident the NST will go ahead. Reckons one of the eight founders is having second thoughts on it. So I don't know. I think take that with a big a grain of salt or whatever the saying is, because I think there is an element of saltiness from the Melbourne Knights. I don't think they're particularly happy with how it's all being set up. I, of course, am making assumptions on Melbourne Knights. I could be completely wrong. I think Melbourne Knights could be completely truthful for all we know, but I think the general consensus online is that Melbourne Knights are full of shit and that they can't afford it. We could be wrong. But those were the main takeaways I found in his interview. He gives it a 40% chance of kicking off next year. But I really haven't seen anything else, read anything, heard anything else from the other clubs. I think it'd be more concerning if a South Melbourne or an IPL Leichhardt came out with similar kind of concerns. So watch that space.
Yeah, look, I think, like we said, there's nothing from Football Australia. It's all kind of behind doors and kept pretty quiet at the moment, which is probably good. But, you know, speculation until we really know what's going to happen. Obviously, they're probably holding off until the end of the season to actually, the A-League season, that is, to announce the plans for next year and how it's going to look.
They're talking about announcing it in June.
Yeah. So
that would be after the A-League.
That makes sense and gives teams enough time to kind of organise themselves. But I think one of the key things for me is just that there needs to be a clear vision what the role and the purpose of this national second tier is. You know, we all know that the A-League clubs kind of had their licences until 2035, 2034, which that's about 10 seasons away from now. So I think it would be good for them to set a clear kind of path that, you know, those licences won't get renewed in the same way or it'll become that Japanese style. Your licence is to the kind of bigger structure of the league. The top divisions, but not to the A-League itself. And then, you know, slate promotion and relegation for that 2035 season. You know, that gives 10 years for both the A-League and the National Second Division to head towards expansion, towards, you know, that 16 to 18 teams. And then you've got two fully fledged kind of professional divisions. You know, having a vision of where this is going, not just starting it up as this separate competition that both are just kind of doing their own thing, that will actually tear Australian football apart. I think starting it and heading towards it. And like you said, once it's started, teams can see whether or not they want to be a part of it. You know, we really do hope it's a roaring success and that there is a good TV deal and, you know, the clubs are financially stable and make it work and the fans get behind it. So that clubs go, well, we want to be a part of that. Melbourne Knights go, you know what? We're going to find the investors and get the club sorted so we can join in a season or two's time and then create a competition that's actually ready to link up with the A-League and make Australian football, you know, a good pyramid, viable with, you know, divisions below it or all those kind of things. So I think that's what's needed. Obviously, we need clarity, and so we need a strong competition to start. I think we can talk about what's good for the short term, which is financially stable clubs that are ready to go. But for the long term, I think we need to see a league with a vision to grow and expand and link up with the top division in Australia.
Yeah, I think a vision is obviously like Yeah, I think that's what all the clubs want to know. They want to know, what's this comp going to look like in 10 years? Will it only be promotion and relegation between the A-League and the NST? Is it only going to be between the NST and the NSL? Whatever it is, I think the clubs need to know. And maybe they do know. Maybe that's all confidential. They're keeping that from us. Jerks, they should be telling us. They should be calling the couch critics and let us know the goss. But, yeah, I think that's a fair assessment of wanting to know where it is. Because, yeah, are we just starting up just because for the fun of it? What does this comp want to be? Does it want to be a development league? Does it want to potentially be promoting clubs into the A-League one day? Where does it want to be? And that's a big question. I don't know if Football Australia's fully answered that, at least to the media, but I hope we'll get a few more answers in a couple of months, because June's only a couple of months away.
Yeah, and that's it. And if I was a club that's not yet listed for the National Second Division and I'm on the fence, I want to know these things. I want to know what the vision is for the before I throw in quite a lot of money. You know, if Melbourne Knights are saying, well, they're not saying it, but if it looks like it's going to cost a lot of money, which is right, it's a home and away, fully professional competition. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, that's right that it will cost. But if you're going to invest that kind of money, you want to know what you're getting out of that investment and where it's headed, what part of the ecosystem you're actually going to play. So, look, I think it's fair that we don't see, you know, every club kind of jumping in on it, but we do want to see some kind of progress.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. So I think it's really exciting times. I'm certain this comp will be kicking off next year. With what teams in it, I think that'll be interesting. I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see. I'll be pretty keen, if I can, to go check out some NST games next year. I think it's just exciting to have more teams, more professional teams to go watch, to have more professional opportunities for players. I think it's all an exciting time for Australian football, as long as it's done right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, is there anything else you want to touch on, Samuel, or are we going to call it a day on that? I think
that's it in terms of National Second Tier news, because usually when we drop one of these videos, there's up-to-date information released, you know, within a week. So stay tuned for that, and this will be out of date.
Yeah. And we do appreciate that. Oh, sorry?
If not, you know what's happening and where things stand at the moment.
Yeah, I was going to say, we really do appreciate all the support you give us for the videos on the National Second Tier. They seem, or expansion or anything like that, those are the kind of videos that really do well on our channel, and that's really great to see. So if you haven't subscribed, you haven't liked the video, please do it, because a lot of you aren't subscribed, and subscribing helps out the channel. We're charging towards 900, about 840, I think, 835 or something like that. So thanks for your support, and... yeah, let us know anything about the NST in the comments. We'd love to hear it. And I guess we'll see you in the next video.
Yeah.
Or pod. All right.